This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about California churches receiving good news from the Supreme Court. That story right after this short message.
You are invited to listen to stories and teachings focusing on the move of the Holy Spirit. Charisma Podcast Network offers over 180 different Christian podcasts dealing with various genres affecting the body of Christ, from news to living abundantly in faith. To learn more and to listen to our shows, go to cpnshows.com.
In a huge victory for churches, especially in California, the United States Supreme Court ruled in favor of Pastor Che An, Harvest Rock Church, and Harvest International Ministries. A partial injunction was granted, pending appeal, in the federal lawsuit against Governor Gavin Newsom of California's total ban on indoor worship. The Supreme Court ruled 6-3 to enjoin California from enforcing the total ban on worship in their blueprint COVID response plan. A majority opinion held that instead of the total ban, California may impose a 25% building capacity limit in Tier 1, the most strict tier in the plan. While Justices Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch, and Samuel Alito would have granted the injunction against Tier 1's singing and chanting ban, the court wrote in their decision multiple times that churches may present additional evidence of discriminatory treatment on the singing and chanting ban. Justice Gorsuch made note that California's scheme is confusing, that it exempts music and TV production for the entertainment industry, where singing is permitted, but at the same time tried to ban singing and chanting in places of worship. Gorsuch was joined by Justices Thomas and Alito in his opinion, which he wrote, "Today's order should have been needless. The lower courts in this case should have followed the extensive guidance this court already gave." In response to the singing and chanting, Gorsuch went on to write, "But if Hollywood may host a studio audience or film a singing competition, while not a single soul may enter California churches, synagogues, and mosques, something has gone seriously awry." Liberty Counsel is representing the churches in these cases and will be continuing their fight against the singing and chanting ban in the lower court as it could work its way up to the Supreme Court again. California has some of the most extreme restrictions in the nation that affects places of worship, with their total ban on in-person worship for almost a full year. Even though Governor Newsom has created a four-tier system to reopen, 90% of churches have been kept from worshiping together. But in a 29-page document, Governor Newsom exempts hundreds of secular gatherings. Liberty Counsel founder and chairman Matt Stavers said, "Finally, Governor Gavin Newsom's total ban on worship has come to an end. A pandemic is no excuse for violating the Constitution. Until today, California imposed the most severe restrictions on places of worship. Not anymore. We will continue to press this case until religious freedom is totally restored." The legal battles are far from over for Pastor Che An, his staff, and church members. They face criminal charges and threats of jail time and fines for opening their church. Please pray for them in this fight to worship God freely. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.